Okay, I'm going to continue to take your calls, but joining me now, as she always does at this time, Dr. Grace Vuoto, former nationally syndicated talk show host, political commentator, political analyst, Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place. Full disclosure, she's my wife, my better half. Dr. Grace, I've got to ask you, America is now humiliated. Biden's surrender is now complete. He now says we're pulling out come hell or high water by this August 31st. If that means Americans are left behind, and surely some will be left behind, too bad. What say you?
Jeff, this is one of the worst moments in American history. This is far worse than the attack 9/11, because then some of us were blindsided. We didn't know what we were dealing with. Now we know what we're dealing with. We are going to relinquish Afghanistan to the most brutal people on earth, and they mean to do great harm to those who are there and to Westerners all over the world. This is a calamity of the highest proportions. The president keeps changing his mind. It was only last week that he said he vows to get every American out, and he went so far as to say he's going to get every special immigrant visa person out. He said that to George Stephanopoulos. That was just last week. You had generals coming out and saying, okay, if he really wants to do that, that's going to take 6 to 8 months, and it's going to require a surge of troops. Well, a week later, it's a totally different situation. Now, the August 31 deadline is going to be held. He said that he would expand that deadline if necessary. He is changing the story almost every day. By this afternoon, it might be different. By tomorrow morning, it will be different. The Taliban is kicking him around like a ping pong ball. And it is pathetic that we are at the mercy of them, of those primitives, that we have to say, please, 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 Mr. Taliban, please, 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 can we get our people out? No, what we do is we say, hey, we're getting our people out, and if you don't do what we say, we bomb you to Palookaville. That's how you handle the Taliban. This man needs to resign, Jeff, and he needs to resign right now.
He's not going to, I agree with you, Dr. Grace, 100%. He's not going to resign. Listen now to Lindsey Graham. Roll cut 53, Christian.
He should be impeached. This is dereliction of duty by the commander-in-chief. This makes it harder to fight future wars.
And on and on. It's going to set up now numerous potential terrorist attacks on the American homeland. Never mind the massive refugees that are going to be pouring into Europe, into the United States. Already, we've found one ISIS terrorist has tried to infiltrate the ranks. They suspect many more are going to try to infiltrate the ranks of these refugees. What he has now done is he has now made us literally at the mercy of the Taliban and Islamic terrorists from all over the world. So my question to you now is this. Should Republicans like Lindsey Graham follow his lead and demand that Biden be impeached?
Yes, I think he must be impeached. He has violated his oath of office. His oath of office is to protect our national security and to defend Americans. He is going to leave thousands of Americans behind, and he's also reducing our name to mud, which is only going to invite greater attacks. He has shown also by the constant shifting of what he is saying and the lies that are demonstrably, easily proven to be wrong, that he's simply unfit to lead. His word means nothing. His statements mean nothing. And his actions are sheer incompetence. We cannot leave those Americans behind. We must not leave them behind. We have an obligation not only to them, but we have an obligation to those Afghans who helped us. And we also have a moral obligation to all those women and girls and those people that got themselves educated and became active in the public because they believed that America would have some kind of a role in the future direction of that country. So don't we owe them an obligation too? Don't we owe them our protection in some way, shape, or form? We can't just cut and run. This is obscene. This is unacceptable in every way. Of course he needs to be impeached. I think that with his poll numbers crashing, we need to keep the drumbeat up now that he must resign, and the midterms have to be fought with this front and center. He cannot be our commander-in-chief. He must be removed before even more harm is done.
Dr. Grace, I guess I want to ask you the $64,000 question. What do you think explains all of this? Why did he impose this precipitous, disastrous, immediate withdrawal against all the advice of his generals, all the advice of his national security advisors, all the advice of the people in Kabul in the embassy, all of the advice of the intelligence officers? Everyone told him this was a horrible idea. You want to withdraw? We'll withdraw, but there's a way to do it. Get the civilians out first. Get the equipment out first. It's almost as if he wanted the Taliban to win. So my question to you is, what explains his behavior?
Jeff, I think we've seen over and over again, and it's not just in this policy, but in many policies, Democrats don't grasp reality. In reality usually hits them in the face. So he had an idea of how it would go. I think he truly did believe that those security forces would hold. He believed that the Afghan security forces would hold. He believed he would withdraw American troops. He believed he would be a hero. He's been wanting to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan for a long time. So he thought that this was going to be his moment of heroism. And then there would be a big piece in the Times, you know. Oh my gosh, he stood up to the generals and everybody, but he did the right thing and he's an American hero. He simply did not grasp how weak the Afghan security forces turned out to be. And then as the situation completely got out of hand, he found himself at the mercy of these barbarians. And he's a very poor, weak negotiator. So now all he wants to do is, he doesn't care about people. He doesn't care about Americans. He doesn't care about Afghanis. He doesn't care about women. All he wants to do is, he now wants to just get this off the headlines. That's all he wants to do. He wants to get out so that the press will stop covering it. And as we saw in the press conference yesterday, he tried to avoid talking about it. He was talking about the domestic stuff that nobody cares about right now, because he wants to bury this. And he's giving a signal to the press, I need you guys to help me bury this story as soon as possible. So for him, it's all about politics. They want to get out. They don't care who dies. They want this story buried, and they're banking that Americans are dumb, stupid, with short memories, and that they will forget about all of this, and that they will nonetheless reward them at the polls when they get a lot more stimulus checks in their mailboxes.
Dr. Grace, when you look at Biden, apparently now it's coming out that he wanted a big celebration, 20th anniversary 9/11, with the troops behind him, where it, according now, this is what the New York Times is now reporting from people within the administration, that he could brag, I did what George Bush couldn't do, or Obama, or Trump. I got all of our troops out just in time for this great 20th anniversary. It was all political optics to make him look politically successful. And he didn't care about the consequences of his decision. He was that reckless and irresponsible. Is he that, I mean, honestly, is he that disconnected from reality?
Yes, Jeff, he is that disconnected from reality. That's crystal clear. Even with these trillion-dollar budgets that they're presenting, they're all disconnected from reality. Reality usually just hits them in the face. Look at the defund the police movement. Look at the open borders. Oh, my, now it's a disaster. Now it's a crisis. It's the same pattern over and over again. They are utopians. In their own mind, they have a vision of what it's all going to turn out to be. And usually, subsequent administrations, subsequent adults have to come and clean up their mess. That's the history of American politics of the last 50 years. So we have been dealing with these people who have an ideology, and they put ideology in front of human beings. At their core, the problem is they have no regard for human life, Jeff. That is the key. That is the problem fundamentally with Democrats. For all that they say...
Oh, you're dead on. You're dead on. Dr. Grace, we're up against it. As always, dynamite stuff. Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place. And she did it today. Your calls, your reaction next.